This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, Hayyakumullah. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, another beautiful Wednesday evening and another one of our majalis of knowledge, majalis of ilm, majalis of dhikr, walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, our current series, the 40 Ahadith of Imam An-Nawawi Rahimahullah, that scholar, that alim, that zahid, that mujahid, faqih and usuli Rahimahullah. He put together these 42 Ahadith. Why? So that we could study it and we would understand the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, tabarakallah, in our previous majalis, we've already concluded with hadith number 17. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, tonight, we move on to hadith number 18, insha'Allah, and we will conclude the matters pertaining to hadith number 18. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, Imam An-Nawawi records upon the authority of Abu Dharr Jundub ibn Junada wa أبي عبد الرحمن معاذ ابن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Two companions, they narrate from the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. Who narrates? Abu Dharr Jundub ibn Junada, number one. Number two, Abu Abd al-Rahman Mu'adh ibn Jabal. What do they narrate from the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That he said, ittaqillaha haythuma kunt. Fear Allah. Have the taqwa of Allah wherever you are. Watbi'i sayyi'at al-hasanata tamhuha. And follow up a bad deed. Follow up a sin. Follow up an error. Follow up an evil act with what? With a good one, with a good act, and thus it will wipe it out. Then the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Wa khaliqin nas bi khuluqin hasan," and mix with the people, behave with the people in a good manner. Come to the people with good akhlaq. This hadith, rawahu Tirmidhi, wa qala hadithun hasan, wa fi ba'di nusakh hasanun sahih. It was related by Imam At-Tirmidhi, who said that it was a good hadith, it was hadithun hasan. And in some versions of Imam At-Tirmidhi's sunan, we find there that it is hasan and a sound hadith. Hadithun hasanun sahih. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. In our explanation of this hadith, we begin with number one, the takhrij. They are in reality two companions who narrate this hadith. In reality, if we go back to the source books, they are two different ahadith by the two companions. The version of Abu Dharr is different from the version of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala an. The riwayah of Abu Dharr, reported by Imam At-Tirmidhi, Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, Hakim, Imam Ad-Darimi, and in the Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shayba. As for the version, the riwayah of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, it has been reported by Imam At-Tirmidhi, Imam Ahmad, Ibn Abi Shayba, and Imam At-Tabarani, rahimahullah. Brothers and sisters, we find that the statement of Imam At-Tirmidhi that it is Hasanun Sahih, or that it is just Hasan, the ulama have debated with regards to what is meant by the statement of this muhaddith Imam At-Tirmidhi rahimahullah. Nonetheless, with regards to the authenticity of this hadith, we find that many of the ulama state that it is Hasan li ghayrihi. It's not Hasan in and of itself, nor is it sahih, rather it falls under the classification of Hasan li ghayrihi. It is sound due to other versions, due to supporting narrations. And this is the opinion of Imam Al-Dhahabi, Imam Imam Al-Zahabi rahimahullah, Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah, Shu'ib Arnaout, Abdul Qadir Arnaout, that's their opinion that it is hasanun lighayrihi. As for Sheikh Salim Al-Hilali, he was of the opinion that it is sahih lighayrihi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Imam Al-Hakim, he said in fact, it is upon the shurut, upon the conditions of Imam Al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, but subhanallah, so he's stating, Imam Al-Hakim stating, that this hadith is on the level of the hadith of Sahih Al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, because it fulfills the conditions of Imam Al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. But Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali rahimahullah, he said that this was a mistake on the part of Imam Al-Hakim. It is not on the level of the hadith of the shurut of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We move on to the narrators, Abu Dhar al-Ghifari rahimahullah. His full name, Jundub ibn Junada. Jundub ibn Junada. And he was from the early converts to Al-Islam. Many state that he was either the fourth or the fifth person to embrace Al-Islam. His story of embracing Islam, his brother had returned from Mecca, heard about this man Muhammad doing da'wah in Mecca. And so he mentions it to Abu Dhar. So Abu Dhar, he then goes off to Mecca and he wants to investigate, who is this man? What's his da'wah? What's he calling to, etc. And Abu Dhar remained there in Mecca for almost a month, following up, investigating, until he meets up with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he later embraced Islam at the hands of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was known for his zuhd, his asceticism, in that, you know, he was far away from the matters of this dunya. He had moved to Damascus, and later on from Damascus, he came back to Medina al-Munawwara. In fact, in Damascus, there was a disagreement between him and Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. And this was during the caliphate of Uthman radiallahu an. What was the disagreement? Well, subhanallah, Abu Dhar radiallahu ta'ala an, he was of the opinion that one is not allowed to have excess wealth. You cannot have, for example, excess gold over and above your needs. Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, remember, was in Syria, was in Sham. And a lot of wealth was coming into the Muslims, into the Muslim coffers at that time. Muawiyah says to Abu Dhar, no, if we pay the zakah on anything excess, then it's fine. Abu Dhar says, no, you are not allowed to have more than what one needs. And so this brought them into a small clash, disagreement. And thus Muawiyah wrote to Uthman. Uthman called for Abu Dhar to come to Medina. Eventually Abu Dhar radiallahu ta'ala, he left Medina and he settled outside of Medina al-Munawwara, in a place called Rabwa, and that's where he had later passed away. He passed away in the year 32 AH. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was passing by the area, and thus Abdullah ibn Mas'ud prayed janazah salah over Abu Dhar al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala an. He narrates 281 ahadith from the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as we mentioned, he passed away at Rabwa. He passed away there just with his wife and a few servants. And as the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said came true, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about Abu Dhar? Tamshi wahdak wa tamutu wahdak wa tub'athu wahdak. You will walk alone, you will die alone, and you will be resurrected alone. Subhanallah. Abu Dhar al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala an. And then we have Abu Abd al-Rahman, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, subhanallah. Mu'adh ibn Jabal was from the Ansar. He was from the Khazraj, to be specific. And he was a generous individual. He was very, very modest. He embraced Islam in his late teens, at around the age of 18, subhanallah. And he is the most knowledgeable of this ummah in terms of halal and haram. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed, as is recorded, that the most knowledgeable with regards to halal and haram is who? Is Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu an. He was sent as a teacher to the people of Yemen. Imagine, subhanallah, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sending this youngster, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, all the way to Yemen. giving him advice with regards to da'wah. Invite them to La ilaha illallah. Then tell them that Allah is obliged upon them the matter of salah and zakah, etc., etc. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walking him out of Medina al-Munawwara and says to him, maybe you will come back and you will pass by my grave. You will come back and you won't find me here, O Mu'adh. Rather, maybe you will come back and you will pass by my grave, subhanAllah. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, extremely emotional, while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning this and walking him out of Medina al-Munawwara. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, but we take solace that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say? He said, Inna awla nas bi al-muttaqoon, that the people closest to me, those who have most right to me, they will be the muttaqoon. Man kanu wa haythu kanu, whoever they are and wherever they are, reported in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. So Mu'adh, take solace in that the people closest to the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the ones of piety, whoever they are and wherever they are, subhanallah. Mu'adh ibn Jabal was present at the Battle of Badr. He memorized the entire noble Quran. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to the people that, you know, you should learn the Quran, and from amongst them Mu'adh ibn Jabal, learn it from him. He passed away in Syria due to the outbreak of the plague which occurred there in the year 17 or 18 AH. He passed away at the age of 34, some said 33, and some even said 38. Sa'id ibn Musayyib, he says it was 33 years. Mu'adh passed away at the age of 33. And similarly, Isa alayhi salam would also, once he returns, he will pass away. Or rather, Isa alayhi salam, that he had also been crucified, he also passed away. Or rather, he was taken up, but he was crucified at the age of 33, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he narrates 157 ahadith from the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what is this hadith? Ittaqillaha haythuma kunt, subhanallah. Fear Allah, have the taqwa of Allah wherever you are, subhanallah. Somebody comes to the scholar and he says, I want to fall into zina, I want to commit zina, I want to do this, I want to do that. Scholar says, no problem, do it, go ahead, no problem. But find a place where Allah cannot see you. Allah knows, brothers and sisters, Allah knows, subhanallah. Now what is this taqwa? Taqwa comes from the word wiqaya. Wiqaya means he protected, or it means to protect. In relation to Allah, it means that one should fear, or one should protect oneself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment and anger. It is out of our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do not want to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, thus one does this by being sincere to Allah, by performing and doing the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and avoiding those matters which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from. Allah mentions in the noble Quran, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns you about Himself. Surah Ali Imran, verse number 28. Allah warns us about Himself, subhanallah. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, but He is also Shadeedul Iqab, severe in His punishment, subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we see that Talq ibn Habib, he said with regards to taqwa, أن تعمل بطاعة الله على نور من الله تَرْجُوا ثَوَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَنْ تَتْرُكْ مَعْصِيَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ تَخَافْ عِقَابَ اللَّهِ. That you should, أَنْ تَعْمَلْ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ, you should live in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon the light of Allah, upon the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping for reward from Allah, and leaving off the sinning against Allah, based upon guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تَخَافْ عِقَابَ اللَّهِ, and then fear the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it means, brothers and sisters, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتْ, fear Allah wherever you are. It means fear Allah when you are with the people, and when you are alone. When you're mixing with the people and maybe some of them want to do the sin and, you know, peer pressure, etc. Fear Allah when you are with the people. Fear Allah when you are alone. Sometimes we are able to fear Allah when we are with the people much easier because we don't want them to think bad of me. But when I'm alone, then I do A, B and C of sinning. Allah musta'an. So fear Allah when you are alone. Fear Allah when you are in the company of the people. It also means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the state of our hearts. Allah knows. Allah knows, subhanallah. What did Allah mention in the noble Quran? يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعْهُمْ إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا. That they hide their crimes from men. They do not want to sin in public, etc., hiding it from men. But in private, Allah musta'an. But they cannot hide them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For He is with them in His knowledge when they plot at night in words that He does not approve. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over all matters knowing. Allah knows everything that we do. Brothers and sisters, some ulama said, fear Allah haythuma kunt, that it means fear Allah when you are in good times and fear Allah during the trials and during the bad times. Ibn al-Arabi, the great Maliki scholar, faqih, muhaddith, what did he say? He says that it means fear Allah whether alone or whether in a group of pious or impious people. Don't use them as an excuse. Oh, but I was with those people and you know how they are and they were indulging in this and indulging in that. What could I do? Everybody is doing it. No, no, no. اتق الله حيثما كنت. Fear Allah wherever you are, subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, this concept of taqwa, we find that the scholar Mubarak Puri, he said that it is the foundation of the deen of al-Islam. What did Allah mention in the noble Quran? Alif Lam Mim. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهُ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is guidance for who? This book of Allah. It is guidance for the muttaqeen. And it was the command of Allah to all of the messengers that they should have taqwa. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs the heavens and the earth. وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Allah mentioned, we have advised the people of the scripture, the Jews and the Christians, and before you, and also the Muslims to have taqwa. Subhanallah. Allah ordering who? Ordering the messengers. We have advised those before you and advising you, even the messengers, to have وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. To have the matter of taqwa, subhanallah. And we find that it was also the advice of the messengers to their people. Example, Nuh alayhi salam. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Nuh alayhi salam, the people disbelieved in him. And when their brother Nuh said to them, will you not have taqwa? Will you not have this taqwa? Allah musta'an. And so it was the advice of Allah to the messengers, to the people before us, to us. Also, it was the advice of the messengers to their own people. And if one looks at the lexical understanding and definition of taqwa, we find that it means he preserved or he guarded himself exceedingly. He guarded himself extraordinarily to put between oneself and another, you know, a barrier, a safeguard, safeguarding yourself, protecting yourself, preserving yourself, etc. How do we do this with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We do that which Allah ordered and we stay away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. This is that concept that we are discussing, this matter of the matter of taqwa. If somebody asks, well, Who are the muttaqoon? Who are the true, pious and possessors of taqwa? Allah mentions in the noble Quran, subhanallah, ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب. That it is not taqwa that you turn your faces towards the right and towards the left in terms of the matter of the qibla. ولكن البر من آمن بالله. But taqwa is the one who believes in Allah. واليوم الآخر and in the final day. والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين. He believes in the malaika and in the books and in the anbiya. وآت المال على حبه ذوي القربى. And he gives in charity, even though he loves his wealth, to his family, to the orphans, to the poor who beg, and to the wayfarer, those who ask, and he also gives to set free the slaves. And they are also the ones who establish the prayer, and they are the ones who give zakah, subhanallah. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. And they live up to their promises and to their agreements when they make an agreement. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. And they also have sabr during times of difficulty. وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. And during the time of battle, during the time of poverty, during ailments, they observe sabr. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. They are the ones who are truthful. And now Allah answers. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And they are the ones who have taqwa. What verse is this? This is Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 177. So if somebody asks, who are the ones with taqwa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has answered it in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 170-77. We also find in the Noble Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That they are called the muttaqun because they look after and they guard themselves from those matters which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah. O you who believe, have this taqwa of Allah. Haqqa tuqati. And you know, have the proper, the best type of taqwa. And do not die except as Muslims. Somebody asks, you know, what are some of the benefits of having taqwa? What are some of the blessings of taqwa? MashaAllah, the muttaqun. Alhamdulillah. But what are some of the blessings, some of the benefits, some of the fawaid? Well, subhanallah, did Allah not mention in the Noble Quran, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. And Jannah is for who? Jannah is for the ones who have taqwa. So ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah, have taqwa of Allah. حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ. Wherever you are. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. We take a short break. And when we return, we discuss the blessings of taqwa, inshaAllah. حَيَّاكُمُ اللَّهِ.